Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kansas City Actors Radio Theater. I'm John Rensenhaus, and we've got a fun one for you today. It's an adventure tale aboard a pirate ship called The Terror of the Seas, and we're going to jump right into it. Ahoy, mateys!
No talking in line. Students, you will have 10 minutes in the shop to buy postcards of the Charles W. Morgan. Do not buy rock candy. I do not want any sticky fingers when we go into the restaurant for lunch. 10 minutes. I will wait for you right here. Walk. The store is not going out of business. There is no urgency.
Little did Miss Seidenstricker suspect when she took the second grade of Moses Y. Beach School to see the tall ships at Mystic Seaport that she would be abducted by pirates. It was a compliment in a way. The pirates merely took the person obviously in charge for ransom. Now, while they're sneaking up on her to throw a gunny sack over her head, let me tell you about tonight's cast. In tonight's cast, we have Nedra Dixon, who plays Miss Seidenstricker. And then there's Michael Ashcraft, who plays TNT. He also plays a pirate. And Roger, a man of many voices, one of our very favorites. Then there was Matt Schwader, who plays the cook, LaCourse. Matt also plays Johnny, a man of many voices, one of our favorites. Scott Cordes plays the captain. He also plays Red, a man of many voices, one of our favorites. And I played Old Salt and Slim. I'm your host and the Old Salt, Victor Rader Wexler.
Well, there's the quartermaster now. Yeah, he's got her in the gunny sack. They're tying up her ankles, which are encased in sturdy lace-up black boots, and they're making their way to the gangplank. Let's follow along. What do you say? They won't notice me in a ship full of sailors. This story was adapted by the author, R. Bruce Connolly, and first appeared in the September 2020 volume of Harvey Duckman Presents. Before the second graders and their chaperones came out of the seaport shop with their rock candy and oversized postcards of the Charles W. Morgan, the gangplank had been pulled up, the anchor weighed, and the Terror of the Seas, her sails filling with wind, was off into the Long Island Sound heading for open water. If the pirates had paused to hear the cheers from the second grade, it might have given them even more pause. She was hustled below decks and pushed down onto a small barrel where they left her in the dark. Sometime later, when the quartermaster went down to terrify her even more, he was taken a bit aback by noting that one foot, encased in those black lace-up boots, was tapping impatiently. He yanked the gunny sack from her head and shoved his burly, bearded face into hers. Arr!
I take it you are a pirate.
I am that, and you are?
I could tell by the R.
I be a pirate, and you?
Would you mind terribly putting the sack back over my head? The smell of burlap, were those herring? Is infinitely preferable to the smell down here.
I am a pirate, and
I... What is your name, and why have you brought me here?
I'm trying to tell you, if you'll just let me finish.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
You are our captive. We're holding you for ransom.
Indeed. That should be interesting. And we are...
Exactly. Who are ye?
You first, I insist. Those who have abducted me are...
The crew of the Terror of the Seas, and I...
That is the name of your ship?
It be. And
captained I... Captained by?
No, Captain By was set adrift months ago.
The captain now is?
Our captain is the dreadful and feared...
His name, please.
I have to start again. Our captain is the dreadful and brutal and feared...
Just his name, please, not the whole fanfare.
This is all part of his name.
Yes. All right. And you are...
I be T-N-T.
T?
T-N-T.
T stands for?
Not much more of this, I can tell you.
What does the T stand for?
Huh?
Your first initial?
T.
Yes, I gathered that. It stands for?
Thelma.
Is this your given name?
Yes. My parents expected a girl.
I see. You must be a very tough pirate.
I am.
With a name like that.
Right now I'm chewing.
Yes, I noticed that. I do hope that it isn't chewing gum.
Oh, no, it's not. It's...
Because if it is, I would have to confiscate it. What do you have in your mouth?
Nails! I'm chewing nails! That's how tough I be.
Spit them out.
What?
Spit them out. Now, into my hand. What? All of them. Excellent way to ruin your teeth, such as they are. Now, Thelma, may I call you Thelma?
I'd rather you call me T.
As you prefer. T. Now, you were about to tell me...
Have you got a name yet? Oh. Give me your name.
I beg your pardon.
Can I have...
May.
Her first name's May.
May, I have your name.
I gave you my name.
May I have your name? What? Pull.
Her last name's Pull. May Pull.
Are you by any chance related to Cecil and Zenobia N.T.?
My parents. See this tattoo? C and Z D D.
D D.
Dearly departed. I was thinner when I had it done.
I believe I taught one of them in second grade.
Short, with a belly, and a small mustache.
Cecil wouldn't have had one in second grade.
No, that's me ma.
Much as I am enjoying our vaudeville crosstalk, You abducted me just before we were to have lunch at the seaport. Now, would it be possible to have something to eat?
Grub! Arr! Yeah, hold on. Eat up! Black beans and cornbread!
There are weevils in these beans.
There's always weevils in the beans.
I am a vegetarian.
Oh, now that's a piece of luck. Can you take a look at the ship's cat? She threw up this morning something terrible.
Would it be possible to have a cup of tea?
Tea?
Hot, with fresh water. Boiled, and do you have sugar?
I think so.
One sugar. Do you have milk?
Not since the cow died.
Just the sugar. And a piece of cheese.
Cheese?
Never mind. Untie my feet. I'll get it myself.
Yourself? No one goes in the cook's galley except Lockhorse.
Do not make me ask you again. Where do you think I'll go? Over the side and swim for it? Untie the ropes.
Certainly, yes.
I assume Lockhorse is the cook. Do be careful with my stockings, Thelma.
Oh, my bad. Oh, very nice. Yes.
Now, I will be back momentarily with my tea, and then we can discuss this ransom business.
Well, that'll be good.
Miss Seidenstricker made her way to the rear of the ship, stepping carefully over some very dubious puddles and pausing only once to write Dirty Pig on one of the portholes. At the entrance to the galley, she paused, observing a man roughly the size of a barn door, hacking the carcass of the aforementioned cow with a cleaver. His apron, arms, and butcher's block were saturated with blood.
I beg your pardon?
No one comes in my galley!
Would it be too much to ask for a cup of tea? I'll tell you what, I'll make us both one. You look like you could use a cup yourself. I would wait because nothing annoys me more than someone busying themselves in my kitchen while I'm trying to prepare dinner. But there are times when a cup of tea is essential. Oh, don't bother yourself about it. I'm sure I can manage. This water is fresh. The other barrel looks scummy. I would advise you to throw that out. May I use this pan? I don't see a kettle. Ah, here we are. You have a kettle. Just go on with what you're doing. You've got a nice fire going. Excellent. Now, tea. Yorkshire Gold loose leaf. Excellent. You have good taste, Mr. LaCourse. Oh, and is that a brown Betty I see under that bench? I could just scald that and... One teaspoon for each cup and one for the pot. There we go. Now I'll just let that steep for 5 minutes, and I will get out of your way while it does. Oh, thank you so much, Mr. LaCourse. I'll be back in a few. You won't even notice me.
Who was that?
Close your mouth, Thelma. You're not the Lincoln Tunnel. You see, I came back. You didn't even lose me. Now, let us discuss this ransom. How much are you asking?
Oh, 10,000.
I'm worth 50, but never mind that. And of whom are we asking it?
The seaport.
I don't work there. They don't know me. I had to pay to get in.
You're in charge. Everyone was listening to you.
Yes, everyone in my group. And a couple from that badly behaved class from Robert Early. They went away with a bug in their ear. Yes, my group listened to me.
Yeah, so your group would pay.
The school children? They would pay to have you keep me, I think. But school children don't have $10,000.
The school, then.
The school makes us teachers buy our own supplies, crayons, workbooks, protractors. No, it wouldn't be in their budget to rescue me.
Ah, then you will have to pay the ransom.
Besides being excellent at it, why do you think I'm still teaching at my age? One cannot afford to retire. Now, if you are looking at me to have an extra $10,000 lying around to ransom myself, I'm afraid you're going to have to whistle for it. Ah, the tea should be ready. Detestable situation, but I require tea. Shall I be mother, Mr. LaCourse? I usually take milk, but I hear your cow has passed.
She's for dinner. Wait, hold on. We pillaged Mystic for supplies.
Oh, let me. No need to wash up just to pass the milk. You take milk, I think? Sugar?
One.
Ah, builder's tea, just like me. Let's see. Sugar. There it is, sugar. Well, here you are, Mr. LaCourse. Wait. Let me wrap my hanky around that handle. It keeps the blood from mixing with the beverage. Nothing seems to pick one up in the middle of a kidnapping like a nice hot cup of tea.
Oh, here.
What is this, Mr. LaCourse?
Cheese.
Ah, just the thing. Cheddar and hot tea. You know, Julie Andrews enjoys a piece of cheddar with her tea.
I know.
Mr. LaCourse, you are a man of unplumbed depths. Well, I'm off to see the captain.
The captain?
I must discuss this idea he has of holding me for ransom. Oh, don't bother about those cups. I'll wash them when I've returned. Come along, Mr. NT. This way to the main deck, I believe.
You intend to see the captain?
The dreaded and brutal, I do.
And Feared? Don't forget Feared!
I won't. These stairs?
As Miss Seidenstricker and TNT climb the stairs, let's pause here to get our own cup of tea and piece of cheese.
Many brave hearts are asleep in the deep. Danger is near, so sailor, take care. Many brave hearts are asleep in the deep, so sailor, beware, beware, beware.
Miss Seidenstricker appeared above decks into a mass attitude she hadn't experienced since that last time she was on cafeteria duty with the upper classes. And a stench that almost knocked her back down the stairs. They greeted her with a roar of mockery. She waited until they had to pause to either breathe or pass out.
You, sir, might I suggest when you put your socks in to soak tonight, you add that headband as well?
Huh? Yeah, that will be a relief.
And may I point out to you the benefit of a toothbrush and mouthwash.
One side, men. She's on her way to the captain.
Silhouetted against the sky stood a fearsome sight. His tri-cornered hat emblazoned with a skull and crossbones. One eye hidden by a black patch. One leg supported below the knee with a wooden peg. And, most frightening of all, a double hook where his left hand should be.
Overkill.
What?
A wooden leg, a hook, and an eye patch? One would appear to be an accident. Three just looks like carelessness.
This is Maypole.
That is not my name.
Miss Seidenstricker.
Ah, you still owe me an essay, Mr. Bonney. You can speak. Good. You seem to have lost a few pieces and parts now. I'm glad to see you still have your tongue. I will accept an oral report.
And?
You do remember the topic? The Septim Maria.
She's Maria when she's at home.
Would you care to tell the others?
The seven seas.
Speak up so they can all hear, Charles.
Yeah, speak up, Chuck.
Yes, Chuck.
That will be enough from the peanut gallery. Now, you know it was due before you left elementary school. I have waited 16 years for this essay. It will most likely be a wowzer. Go ahead, Charles.
It's about the seven seas.
Correct. Come, I'll help you start. What are the seven seas?
Miss?
You heard me. Name the seven seas.
Don't be scared, Cap.
Yeah! Have you got a terror of the seas?
What is your name? You there with the straggly beard and sunken chest.
She means you, Roger.
Roger?
Roger. Last name?
Flotsam.
With a medial T?
Coffee.
Are you related to Jetson Flotsam?
He's me brother.
And as sorry a student as you seem to be, Roger, how many V's are there in the word brother? Roger? Roger? How many V's?
Three?
Roger, go and write the word brother out 50 times and then return here and use it in its proper pronunciation before the crew.
I said but.
You there with the... Is that a codfish tattooed on your chest? Come here.
The crew pulled aside to make a wide aisle and began to hide behind each other. The one with the mermaid tattoo slowly approached Miss Seidenstricker, his face gone pale.
Wait there. Yes, Roger? You had a protest.
It's just that I don't have any paper.
Must I provide everything? take this page from a memorandum book. I'm assuming you didn't bring anything to write with, either.
No, Mum.
I want this pencil back. Off you go. Now, you. What is your name?
My name's Johnny...
Corkscrew.
Taken, no doubt, from Sir James Barry.
Who?
Read a book! Why does that codfish on your stomach have breasts?
She said breasts!
It was a full 5 minutes before they could see out of their eyes streaming with tears of laughter. And when the stream stopped, they saw the look on the teacher's face and turned inside out with embarrassment. Miss Seidenstricker walked over to a barrel of pitch, pulled out a brush, and turned to Johnny.
Come here.
And see this little mermaid here? She can do the hoochie-coochie.
Miss Seidenstricker smeared the pitch over the female appendages.
There. Ow. That should take care of that.
Ouch.
Serves you right. No mermaid can dive with breasts that size. Now, Charles, you were about to tell us about the seven seas.
Seven?
So, you have not done the reading.
I know them. This pirate had a belly so large, an entire battle scene was depicted on it, in detail.
Your name?
Slim.
What an ironical ship. Go on. Name a sea.
Well, there's the Pacific, isn't there?
Really more of an ocean, Slim. And do button up a bit, Slim. We don't need a constant view of the Battle of the Bulge. Save that for special occasions.
There's the high sea.
Oh, now we're getting silly. Although, perfect pitch, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Charles, anything?
The captain had turned beet red and was shuffling his peg leg on the deck.
So, you are not prepared.
No, ma'am.
Oh, come on, Chuck. We want to hear you recite.
Do I have to pull out the plank? If I hear one more word out of you...
But no one did. He was so chagrined he threw himself overboard.
Now, Charles, I suggest you take the rest of the afternoon to prepare your essay and have it ready to read this evening.
Yes, sir.
And do take off that hook. I can hear your finger scrabbling around inside it. Unless you keep a pet crab in there.
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am.
As he held the hook out to Miss Seidenstricker with a perfectly good hand, she flipped up the eye patch, revealing a perfectly good eye.
Isn't that better depth perception?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, one more thing. When you get back inside, you can remove the peg leg and lower your leg. Won't that be more comfortable?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
And for the last time, the captain clumped his way back to the cabin.
Hey, now listen here!
It's the course.
Now, I call for the right to change captains by majority vote. Show of hands for Captain Seidenstricker.
It was a majority vote of 18-1, and that one joined his fellow over the side.
Right! Oh, thank you for your confidence. I always did want to travel more, but on a teacher's salary. Mr. LaCourse, will you boil up a very large tub of water?
For tea?
For tub. Tonight is bath night.
Oh, no.
I suggest you bathe in order of station, unless someone else wants to go first. It will all be in the same tub, and the last of you might find the water almost thick enough to walk on. You can make a line now.
There was a sudden dash to their towels, and the struggle to get to the tub that night was not without bloodshed.
Let's set a course for the Yorkshire coast. I always did want to see Whitby, and I can replenish your stock of Yorkshire gold. And now, Mr. LaCourse, I will show you an easy way to remove weevils from beans.
Mr. LaCourse offered her his arm. She draped another clean handkerchief over his bloody elbow, placed her hand on it, and together they went below deck. And that is how the Terror of the Second Grade became the captain of the Terror of the Seas and the Terror of the Seven Seas. And that was why the second grade of Moses Y. Beach School was taken home on the bus and taught for the rest of the year by an even stricter substitute teacher. And it serves them right.
What shall we do with the drunken sailor? What shall we do with the drunken sailor? What shall we do with the drunken sailor? Early lie in the morning.
We went ashore in a sneak attack, sir. Carried her off in a gurney sack, sir. Now can we please just give her back, sir? Early in the morning. We set the sails and we went to sea, sir. Now there's no rum, we just drink tea, sir. And we must hide when we have to pee, sir. Early in the morning. We've a new captain, Sidon Stricker. We're all afraid of Sidon Stricker. Can't we get rid of Sidon Stricker? Early in the morning. We know the alphabet to Z, sir. Can't go to bed till we brush our teeth, sir. What? Now we have to wash our feet, sir. Early in the morning. Hambone!
Button up your shirt, sir.
Our former life was such a lock, sir. Murdering the people in the dock, sir. Now I'd rather be in a sock, sir. Lie in the morning. We've a new captain, Sidon Stricker. We're all afraid of Sidon Stricker. Won't someone help with Sidon Stricker?
Lights out. Get to bed now.
That was a Captain Sidon Stricker. You couldn't find a Captain Stricter. Please SOS, we've got Sidon Stricker.
Don't make me come up there.
We've got a Captain Sidon Stricker. She may come in here, Sidon Stricker.
Right, that does it. Good night, gentlemen.
That was The Terror of the Seas, written by R. Bruce Connolly, with sound design by John Robertson and direction by Victor Rader Wexler. Kansas City Actors Radio Theater is made possible with support from listeners like you. Our program sponsors are the Richard J. Stern Foundation for the Arts, the Estelle S. and Robert A. Long Ellis Foundation, Arts KC, the Missouri Arts Council, the National Endowment for the Arts, Theater League, and the Bridenthal Snyder Foundation, with a special thanks to Mark and Valerie Andrus. For information about supporting Kansas City Actors Radio Theater, visit kcactors.org/donate. I'm John Rensenhouse, and until next time, stay healthy and stay tuned.